What you're about to hear are real crime cases. Listen carefully. You may be able to help solve a crime and collect a reward for your information. I'm Darian. I'll bring you the next case right after this.
Green, green, green. It's our home, it's our dream. For a life that's healthy and clean, make it green, green, green.
My mom said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the US EPA.
This is the sound of salmonella gyrating on your undercooked chicken. And it looks like mom might be taking it out a little early. Don't let salmonella get funky with your chicken. On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. So use a thermometer to cook each type of meat to the right temperature. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
I'll catch you guys later, okay? No, I'm good. I'm gonna walk.
It was July 16th, 2004, in New Orleans, Louisiana. 38-year-old Don McLeland worked as a bartender. He was walking home around 2 a.m. when a heavyset man wielding a gun and wearing a blue bandana, a red cap, and white t-shirt demanded money from him. McLeland, who had just finished an after-work drink at a bar nearby, didn't have any cash on him. Frustrated, the robber shot McLeland several times and fled. McLeland, who was only 50 yards from his Bel Air home, dialed for help on his cell phone. He underwent treatment at Charity Hospital, but died from his wounds 2 months later. Detectives believe the robber may have had up to 2 companions. There is now a $10,000 reward being offered for any information in this case. If you would like to leave a tip, please contact me at my website, realcrimecases.com.